si sona tibi na na kadibia e na ye ibi so kona tibi na na kadibia e na ye ibi e minye borulo ya mbesro kele kele kadia fe minye borulo Ala yeni kiyeo kadia na na kadia ala yeni kiyeo kadia na na muso teve soma wolo na na muso teke soma.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam Nisiyaya Thikum Queen Ansep Hydra Siam Nisiyam Nisiyaya
and the Skakuya to lead Tim Homas Gwimasteo. Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Something. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Azúcar de Caña by Afro-Peruvian artist Eva Ayón. And oh my goodness, welcome to another episode of Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Bienvenides, amigues, bienvenides, gente linda of Vancouver and the world. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here, next to me, in my dining room, the one, the only, my favorite, you know it very well, DJ Dira.
Thank you, DJ Bruja, for giving me candy here in your dining room to record this Viva Porú special, the ointment for the soul. We're back at it with a beautiful episode. And yes, my name is DJ D-Rod. I'm here with DJ Bruja. And today, oh my God, DJ Bruja, we have a very special and sugary and delicious topic.
Decadent, very decadent.
Very decadent.
A very decadent topic. I know we've been MIA for a little bit. We are so sorry. Life tends to get so busy sometimes, but we are back. We are back here to offer you another special. And what's the special today?
The special today, DJ Bruja, is azúcar. I don't know where that came from.
I loved it. We loved it. Thank you so much for that. Yes, this special is azúcar, sugar special. And azúcar is such a, you know, we were trying to figure out what to talk about today and what the theme of the show would be. And then, boom, DJ D-Rod's like, guess what? I'm feeling desserty. I'm feeling decadent. Yes. I'm feeling sugary.
Yes, maybe it was the spring, you know? Flowers are flowering, and then they're like some smell like honey, even though I mean honey sugar. Oh my God! Viva Porú honey, stay tuned.
Yeah. Oh, stay tuned.
It'll come soon. But today we really wanted to talk about sugar and the importance of sugar in our lives.
Exactly. But yeah, we want to know a little bit about the word itself, DJ D-Rod. So please, what do you have in mind?
Well, so you know, the word azúcar comes from the Hispanic Arabic azúcar. So this azúcar comes from the classic Arabic sukar, which was taken from the Greek sakjar, and Greeks took this word, sakjar, from the Persian sakar, who took it from the Sanskrit sharkara. So it's just amazing how a word comes from all these other places and people.
To be honest, it's awesome how it travels, I feel like, not only within cultures, but within different peoples that actually don't speak the same language. And somehow that word made it to Spanish and Portuguese, of course, until all over the world. But it's incredible how it travels. Words travel. And we think that, you know, Spanish is so unique, but it's actually words being stolen from so many other languages.
And there's a lot of words that come from Arabic in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So like, ojalá.
Exactly. Also, camis, camisa.
Yes. Which also is really cool when you meet someone and you sort of like realize that connection. And even though it's not the same language, it has some, yeah, the same
similarities. Similarities. Exactly. Yeah. So, oh my God. Reality. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So yes, today's special is completely dedicated to sugary songs and azúcar songs, because I feel like we need a little bit more sugar in our lives and a little bit more sweetness. So we hope that this playlist serves you right, you know, add some sugar to your heart. We're going to start with our first segment of music. And this song, I feel like, is such a beautiful little bolerito that we found randomly. But it's by Virginia Lopez. And it's very 50s, very old music, old Latin bolero. So we hope you guys enjoy.
Yes, it's a little bit tropical too, I would say. When the guitar at the beginning. So beautiful. After Cariñito Azucarado, we're going to listen to Bombón de Azúcar by Ricky Martin, the one and only. This is one of his earlier songs. So we're happy to be playing Ricky Martin for the first time in Viva Porú.
Yeah, oh my God, we've never played Ricky. Please don't get mad at us, Ricky Martin, if you're out there listening to Viva Porú, because we know you are.
We know you are.
Yeah, and, you know, keeping on that kind of 90s vibe, we're going to jump in with Azúcar Amargo by Faye, a classic, a gem, a hymn, an anthem. Like, if you're a 90s kid, you're probably going to know this song. And this is pretty much what inspired the episode. I remember very clearly DJ D-Rod sending me a voice note in WhatsApp being like, dude, I love this song.
It's epic. It's an epic song, just like DJ Bruja just said. And if you get a chance to watch the music video, please do it, because it's got all the 90s aesthetic and vibes. And
90s eyebrows.
The and the angles of the camera. Like, that camera work is
exactly.
Impressive.
Yeah. 90s camera work. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, check those out. And, yeah, you're listening to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. Here goes Cariñito Azucarado. Enjoy.
De suponerme lo que sucedió, era un jueguito entre tú y yo, de inocentes amiguitos jugando al amor, entre sus redes nos atrapó, cariñito azucarado que sabe a bombón, amorcito consentido de mi corazón, sin saber cómo ni cuándo surgió este romance, sin que yo supiera dónde iba a llegar. Comenzó por un dedito y la mano agarró, se trepó por un bracito y al labio llegó, y de un beso al estallido de amor adormecido cambió de pronto el juego en el más dulce amor. De amor adormecido, cambió de pronto el juego en el mar.
Quemar
Welcome back to Viva Puru, El Encuentro para el Alma. Today, you're listening to the Azúcar special, and we're back. We're back with more.
We are back to another segment that was Azúcar Amargo by Faye. We hope you enjoyed.
I did. I certainly did.
Yeah, we danced a lot.
In our chairs. Only upper body, but we danced.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. But yeah, welcome back to the Azúcar special. You're listening to, of course, CITR, but Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma, Viva Perú, the ointment for the soul. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me the DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod.
Yeah, this is the Azúcar special, and right now we are gonna discuss sugar because we love sugar, and you know, sugar is so interesting in all its forms, especially in Latin America and in Central America. There is this unrefined whole cane sugar called panela or rapadura, and it is a solid form of sucrose derived from the boiling and evaporation of sugar cane juice.
And panela is known by other names in Latin America, such as chancaca in Chile, Peru, and Bolivia, and piloncillo in Mexico. And it's the most delicious thing. It's so good. I don't even know how to describe the difference between piloncillo and sugar, but it's...
I think it tastes a little bit more like herbs. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but it does have a taste of like plant derived. Like, it's interesting, but in Colombia you drink agua de panela, and that, yeah, it's literally water and sugar, like it's unrefined sugar. Ooh. And it's interesting because it does taste very different than your regular refined sugar.
Yes, yes. And I think my favorite type of coffee is café de olla from Mexico with piloncillo. Ooh. And you're right, it's like a little bit, herby, aromatic in a way.
Aromatic, that's it,
Yeah, and just so rich and delicious. I guess, I like unrefined things, you know, like when I think of poutine.
Yeah.
And it's like cheddar that's really not been super processed, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's so good.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's very, very good. Good stuff. But the thing is, we are so not picky eaters, so probably we like a little bit of everything. But it's interesting to be able to compare those flavors. But let me ask you a question. If you had a choice between using regular sugar, like granulated sugar, or sugar cubes, ooh, which one would you choose? Or do you have a preference?
That's such a good question. You know, like when we were able to go to coffee shops and just pick whatever you wanted and like put it in your cup of coffee. Sometimes I went with brown sugar. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. If it's
like a cappuccino with like brown sugar, delicious.
Brown sugar. I feel desserts with brown sugar too are so good. But there's something about the cubes. Like there's just something
love just the feeling of picking up a cube and putting into your cup of tea, cup of coffee, whatever it is. But the thing is, I don't measure them very well. Like it's not the same measuring as like a little spoon of sugar that, you know, like my coffee, I like with two spoons of sugar, teaspoons. Yes. But with cubes, I never know. I'm like, I don't think this was enough, or this was probably too much.
Yes. there's a coffee place in Mexico called Celito Querido Café. It's sort of like a chain too, but it's really cool. Always mugs Starbucks. And they also have sugar cubes, but they do them, they're like sugar rectangles. Okay. And that's a bit more, maybe that's your style.
Yeah, maybe that's easier to measure.
Easier to measure. You'll just add more.
But I always feel like I'm in England or something, you know, putting a sugar cube. So fancy. But anyway, I feel like it's very important, sugar. And one of the things that it's very important in Latin America is café, like coffee, of course. Like, it's controversial because a lot of people like their coffee black. And like my parents, they drink it straight out of the pot. And I'm like, ew.
You know, some sugar?
I can't. Yeah, I need a little bit of milk, a little bit of sugar. And my mom, my dad always says, like, no, the what? What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
But I love it like that.
But I love it. But yes, and I think coffee is one of the best. What you were talking about coffee. We're talking about sugar. We're talking about coffee because it's like the two, they sort of like go together. Yeah. But of course, sugar is in a lot of things, in candy, in desserts, in Coca-Cola, which is, you know, tastes different, Coca-Cola from Latin America than Coca-Cola here in Vancouver, in Canada, yeah. Just because instead of simple syrup, it's actual like cane sugar.
Cane sugar, yeah.
Yep. Makes a whole difference.
And it does taste very different.
Yeah.
But yes, and speaking of coffee and sugar. So our soundscape of today, the Latin American soundscape of the day, el paisaje sonoro de Latinoamérica de hoy, is, first of all, a big shout out to Celia Cruz. Celia Cruz is not only famous because of her amazing talent and infinite, you know, artistic talent and
contribution
to our history, but definitely she's famous because she used to say azúcar. And if you listen to her azúcar, you know who she is, and you probably understand what we went through when she passed away, and everybody was just really heartbroken because we miss her. But anyway, the soundscape of today is Celia Cruz explaining where the famous azúcar comes from. So we hope you enjoy.
Enjoy listening to Celia's beautiful speaking voice.
Here goes.
Azúcar.
Mira, estaba yo en Miami actuando en un lugar que se llamaba Montmartre. Entonces fui a comer con un amigo mío, Raúl González Jerez. Nos invitó a Pedro y a mí, a su esposa y yo, a comer en un restaurante cubano. Bueno, ahí en ese restaurante, cuando terminamos de comer, como todo el mundo, te preguntan si tú quieres café. Ah, pues claro, ¿con azúcar o sin azúcar? No, chico, tú sabes bien que el café, tú eres cubano, y sabes que el café de nosotros es muy amargo, tú. Con azúcar, viejo, con azúcar.
Y ya no puedo más. ¡Azúcar!
Y todos los días, Celia, cuenta el azúcar. Y vuelvo yo, que cuente que el cubano, que no sé qué. Hasta que un día me cansé y digo, pues este cuento no tiene ni gracia, señores. Los camerinos quedaban arriba. Y ese día, como me daban el micrófono ahí arriba para que yo bajo cantando tu voz. Entonces dije, ¡azúcar! Y se cayó el cabaret abajo. Y ya seguí cantando mi tema.
Oof. Every time I listen to her voice, when it's not singing, not in music, it always like gives me, you know,
yes.
I don't know how to explain, but yes, she touches our soul every single time. And now you know where the azúcar comes from. What are we going to listen to next?
So, of course, we're going to give you more Celia Cruz right now. So we're going to listen to Azúcar Negra by Celia Cruz. So beautiful, so wonderful, so...
Sabroso.
Sabroso. Yeah, things are going to get guapachosas in this. Uh-huh. In this
sabrosas.
So get ready. We're going to stand up from our chairs.
Yes, and dance. After Celia Cruz, we're going to listen to Azúcar by Cumbia Kings.
Cumbia Kings.
Los Cumbia Kings.
Los Cumbia Kings with Ave Quintanilla Tercero and Fito Olivares.
Ooh. Wow. So, and the little brother Pee-wee.
Yes.
Of course.
Pee-wee for life.
Pee-wee.
Oh my God, we should make stickers.
With Pee-wee. But yes, Azúcar, and that is a very sabrosa song as well, so get ready to dance. And then we're going to finish up with Los Palmeras with...
Boquita Azucarada.
Boquita Azucarada. So yes, stay tuned for these three amazing songs. You're listening to Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Disfruten.
Soy dulce como el melao, alegre como tambor, llevo el rítmico tumbao, llevo el rítmico tumbao de África en el corazón. Hija de una isla rica, esclava de una sonrisa, soy calle y soy carnaval. Ponga corazón y tierra, mi sangre es azúcar negra, es amor y es música. Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra. Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra. Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra. Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra.
¡Wow! Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra.
Estoy en la lluvia y la hierba, estoy en la nube y la piedra.
Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra.
Soy dulce como el melao, alegre como el tambor.
Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra.
Y a la hora de la rumba y la guaracha yo soy la reina.
Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra.
Soy la caña y el café, guarapo de guaguancó.
Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra.
Que tengo marcada la piel con la rumba y el bongo y el bongo.
Azúcar, azúcar,
azúcar
negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra.
Stop! azúcar pa' ti. El ritmo que traigo es azúcar, azúcar pa' ti. Azuquita, 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 azuquita.
¡Lucio!
Azúcar, azúcar pa' ti. El ritmo que traigo es azúcar, azúcar pa' ti. Azuquita, 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 azuquita. El ritmo que traigo es azúcar, azúcar pa' ti.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. I am DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me DJ D-Rod. And you listen to Boquita Azucarada by Los Palmeras in our azúcar special, sugar special today.
Welcome back. The sun is shining, and we're ready. We're ready for more azúcar all the time.
What's the sweet kulama fact today?
That's right. we have a sweet cool lemon fact for you. And the sweet cool lemon fact of the day is that it's estimated that there are over 7 million llamas and alpacas in South America. And that's it. That's a fact. But that just sweetens our heart and our lives.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can never have enough llamas. You can never have enough alpacas, enough guanacos, enough camelids. So I'm feeling very, very sweet.
Yes, me too. Enough vicuñas.
Vicuñas. Oh my God, of course.
The whole family of camelids. It would be such a beautiful world.
You know what? It would be awesome to get like a family portrait of camelids and just us photobombing the portrait. I think that would be ideal. If anybody can do that, can make that happen, please.
Please
let
us know. Reach out, because our Photoshop skills are not that good.
As you have seen in the Brazil special.
As you have seen. But hey, we know, you were telling me, DJ Bruja, that there's an alpaca farm in Abbotsford, I believe, or around here.
Yeah, around the greater area in Vancouver. I'm not exactly sure where, but yes, there is. And I've had a couple of friends that have gone, and they have loved it. Loved it, because there's a bunch of just alpacas chilling. Chilling.
Well, I feel like it's our duty to go to the alpaca farm.
Viva Peru road trip.
Viva Peru road trip. And just have...
Reporting live from
yes.
the alpaca farm. Oh my goodness. I think that we should make it happen.
Oh my God. I think we should plan ahead, and because we'll be there for the entire day, probably.
Yes.
You know, like...
Yes. If you know of any other locations where you can see llamas or alpacas around the Vancouver area, please let us know. Thanks. But anyway, we really, really hope that you enjoyed this episode. It has been such a pleasure to come back and see you, DJ D-Rod, but of course, make this wonderful space for Latin music, Latin culture, Latin vibes for all of you listeners out there.
And llamas.
Yes, indeed. Our biggest audience.
Our biggest audience. Our biggest topic. Yes.
Always centered around llamas.
All the time. All the time. So this special is coming to an end, but we're not leaving without giving you some more music about sugar, you know, sugary tunes, azúcar, sabrosa.
Sugary vibes.
So we're gonna play next Azúcar y Canela by Nathan Barone. From Brazil. This is a beautiful song. Thank you, DJ Bruja.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more of a modern R&B-ish twist to this episode, which I think is cool because we kept it, you know, old, but we're also adding some new vibes, so we hope you enjoy. And this one is awesome. We really like it. After that, we're going to listen to Azúcar by Los Hacheros. And this one is so tropical, such a sabroso vibe. And stay tuned for the violins, because the violins are awesome in this song. Super, super good stuff.
So great.
That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, you guys are the best. We make this happen for you. And we love you. I am DJ Bruja, and I am saying goodbye. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you so much for listening. My name is DJ D-Ron. Stay tuned for Power Chord, as always, after Viva Peru. And we'll talk to you pretty soon with some more awesome content and llama facts.
Thank you for tuning in. This has been Viva Peru, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. Goodbye. Adios.
The saudade da morena. Vou ligar pra ela pra saber como ela tá. Se bateu vontade de colar em casa na madruga pra sentar, pra tomar um café. Me fala como é, me fala do seu dia e o que mais quiser. Se bater a vontade, vem. Se bater a vontade, vem. Então vem pra cá, que eu prometo cuidar de você até ajeitar a bagunça que a gente insiste em fazer. Vem pra cá, que eu prometo cuidar de você até ajeitar a bagunça que a gente insiste em fazer. Pra eu saber que cê tá bem, vem. Senta com calma e respira. É, eu sei que você quer também. Para de mar e vem nos adiar. Pra tomar um café, me fala como é. Me fala do seu dia e o que mais quiser. Se bater à vontade, vem. Se bater à vontade, vem. Então vem. Até ajeitar a bagunça que a gente insiste em fazer. Vem pra cá, que eu prometo cuidar de você. Até ajeitar a bagunça que a gente insiste em fazer. Cola pra eu saber que cê tá bem, vem. Senta com calma e respira. Você quer também, para de mar e vem nos adiar. Pra tomar um café,
só isso que tu quer.
Me fala como é,
sentando quem quiser.
Pra tomar um café,
só tu sabe como é.
Me fala como é,
é.
Cuando visité Cancún, no me imaginaba. Cuando buscaba en la plaza, la vieja no estaba. A mí me costaba trabajo saber qué pasaba. Hasta que yo hablé con Armando, todo me explicaba, mamá.
Te estoy llamando.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown East Side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Ah, nature. Sustainability is so important to preserving this for the future. If only there was a place I could learn more about it, contribute to environmentally conscious projects, and develop my leadership skills with like-minded people.
Oh wait, there is! Come and join UBC's Sustainability Ambassadors Program, open to all undergraduate and graduate students at UBC. Contribute your time and gain valuable work experience in sustainability. Apply online at sustain.ubc.ca/ambassadors before February 10th.
Hold on. Before you go, we want to let you know about El Mashup, a hybrid creative writing and Super 8 film workshop for young, self-identifying Latinx creatives. Join co-facilitators Dora Prieto and Daniela Rodriguez, a.k.a. DJ D-Run, in a 7-session workshop exploring creative writing plus media art with a hybrid lens. Using a variety of writing techniques, we will explore plus experiment with language, form, and genre. Together, we'll then complement and transcend the limitations of words using Super 8 film to create a hybrid work, featuring the film expertise and technical instruction of our friends at Echo Park Film Center North at Moverly Fieldhouse. Participants will receive a $50 honorarium provided by Cineworks Independent Filmmaker Society and a care package, including awesome items to explore writing and film with. This workshop is intended for all self-identifying Latinx youth ages 13 to 18, and those that don't identify as Latinx, but have a connection and heritage to the lands known as Latinoamerica, and who reside within the greater Vancouver area, on the unceded